This is our first daily dose of Mishnah. We'll be learning Maseches Zvachim, and we're going to begin from Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And everyone who's listening in at home is welcome to join us as well, as we will be posting these, God willing, on the Kushner YUTorah.org channel on a regular basis, God willing. So you can find us there. So the Mishnah begins by talking about the halachos of shelo lishman. So Mishnah teaches kol hazvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman, any animal sacrifice that was delivered, given, or shechted shelo lishman for improper intentions. Ksheirim, as a general principle, while that's less than ideal, nonetheless it is not sufficient to disqualify the korban. Ela shelo alu labaylim l'shem chova, except that they do not literally go up to the owner for the sake of an obligation. So in other words, if I have a korban that I'm obligated to bring, so the halacha is it's a kosher korban, but I have to bring another korban, chatos, let's say, or whatever it might be, although we see the chatos might be an exception in just a moment, but let's say I commit to bringing a carbon adava or whatever it might be, a voluntary offering, but now I've accepted it by myself, so it's obligatory. So the halacha is that I did not fulfill my requirement or responsibility that I had accepted upon myself, but the korban is still a kosher one, maybe eaten, and so on and so forth. Chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chatas, right, can be brought, right, you can brought in the mezeach, etc. Chutz min ha-pesach u-min ha-chatas, with the exception, however, of the korban pesach and the korban chatas on the basis of various psukim, as the Bar Tanura points out, where the Torah actually says not just once, but twice, that proper kavana is necessary, is a prerequisite. And we know that there's a general principle with regard to all of korbanos, that that if the Torah repeats a particular requirement, that shina alof hakosav le'ake, that the Torah repeats that in order to indicate to us that that requirement is essential. It's an absolute prerequisite, not a mere preference. And therefore, if one does not have proper intention while bringing, while shechting the korban pesach or a korban chatas, it is going to be ineffectual. It's going to be a disqualified puzzle. A pesach bizmano, the korban pesach, this applies to during its time, in other words, during the afternoon of erev, what we call erev pesach, yudalat nisan, the hachatos bechol zman, and the korban chatos at any time, right, any time, because its time is not particular. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af ha'asham, Rabbi Eliezer says this even applies to a korban asham, depending on how you learn the psukim, we arrive at different conclusions among the various tanoim. Right? He says, after all, that we should compare between the korban chatos and the korban asham. Both are brought for a sin, and therefore we should conclude that ma chatos psula shelo lishma fa asham pasul shelo lishma. Says Rabbi Eliezer, therefore we may deduce that just as a chatos is going to be disqualified shelo lishma, korban asham, which is brought for one of the various sins that is detailed in the fifth chapter of Sefer Vayikra, is similarly going to be disqualified if it is offered shelo lishma.